Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's happening? How you doing?
Of course, we're only a half hour into the show. We're already behind, so let's get to it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you love sports and you love tasty drinks, well, we got the perfect thing for you right here. Right here.
Bam. Hey, you know what? I'm going to kick this off with NASCAR.
NASCAR.
Different. You know, we're not going to do any scores. We're going to do strict stories today. So, combustible NASCAR great Kyle Busch. I'm sure you've heard that name before. Showed off his other great talent on Sunday, going on profanity-filled rants. He was cruising to victory in the Penske 400 in his hometown of Las Vegas when there was a crash in the final few laps. Yellow flag allowed everyone to get new tires. And Alex Bowman went on to win the race in overtime. Busch was heard on his radio yelling, "Same effing guy who backs into every effing win that he ever effing gets, backs into another effing win." Dude, pissed off on the radio and everybody heard it. See if Kyle can keep his cool this weekend in the Phoenix, or in Phoenix for the...
That's why
blew off mortgage 500. He, Judy, just lost it. You
see,
know?
I could. That's for me. Why I could never do. They'd have to unplug my mic as soon as the. I mean, like when that checkered flag is down, unplug his mic. Unplug. Yep. Actually, throughout driving, because my road rage is so terrible, I couldn't imagine having to do that with that. I'd be. Oh,
dude, you know what? You know what's Leo's great. Just get on YouTube and type in NASCAR fights. You'll have a good 2 hour. 2 hour window of just like, well, that's awesome. And you'll be laughing. Dude, I love it when they keep their helmets on and they just start duking it out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like nobody's going to get knocked out.
You got to do body shots. Body shots,
exactly.
Man.
It's like hockey fights. You know, you got to swing for the stomach, man. But anyway, Kyle Busch losing his temper, man. I love it. And you know what? NASCAR now, with all the audio equipment and video, they got every bit of it.
Every bit of it, yep.
You know. Moving on, golf. Tiger Woods will be enshrined today in the World Golf Hall of Fame, allowed to choose whoever he wants to introduce him into the induction ceremony. He picked his 14-year-old daughter, Sam. The World Golf of Fame, which is located near St. Augustine, Florida, used to require honorees to be 50 years old. But last year, it dropped the age requirement to 45, which is why Tiger Woods is able to be inducted at 46. So, there you go.
Very nice.
We don't need you to be inducted. We need you out there playing. That's what we need, man.
He didn't pick his ex-wife, the Swedish broad that attacked him with the golf club to introduce.
No, he didn't pick one of the hookers that he cheated on his wife with.
Allegedly,
unfortunately. Anyway, there you go. Tiger Woods being inducted in the girl golf, not Hall of Fame, but World of Fame or something. That
whatever it is. Yeah.
Hey, real quick. And I know, actually, you got your story. Let's do your story before I get to this.
Well, actually, we can save mine. I have a couple things, but I figure we should probably talk about football, too.
I know you wanted to talk about football. What? Of course you wanted to talk
Not
about
Not even
football.
Just with Green Bay. The big news with the Broncos as well.
Yeah. Broncos got... Shut up. I know you want to talk about Green Bay.
Of course I want to talk about Green
damn
Bay.
Aaron Rodgers every friggin' day.
I mean, it makes
so maybe,
sense.
Maybe today will be the last day. And Brian Sorensen, I know you're listening, he put on Facebook yesterday, another day of Brock and Hunter talking about Aaron Rodgers. Jesus, dude.
It's big stuff. He's now...
Yeah, but there's other stuff going on in the NFL, too.
Sick and tired
of talking about this prima donna quarterback. Anyway, big day for the NFL quarterbacks yesterday. Aaron Rodgers staying with the Green Bay Packers. Big
dude,
news there.
4-year contract. I didn't expect that. I don't think any Packer fan expected a 4-year contract.
They got a 4-year contract.
They did a 4-year guaranteed. Was it guaranteed $153 million or something like that?
Dude.
Highest paid quarterback in it. Of course, with inflation, you know, you got to put that into account compared to, you know, some other quarterbacks that have, you know, played in history and got paid big. But yeah, 4-year contract, guaranteed $153 million. Dude, bananas. So I definitely think Jordan Love is gone, and I don't know what else they're going to do to make room in that salary cap, because that's a big chunk of the salary cap. Look. I knew that was going to happen. I didn't think it was going to be 4 years, whatever. What I want to talk about, though, and I'm being serious about this, the Denver Broncos getting Russell Wilson. Holy Lord.
Should have gotten Aaron Rodgers, but yet Broncos traded for Russell Wilson. That's crazy. Let's see. Let me get to Russell. So basically, Packers, they say this is kind of their quote, is they're bringing the band back together. You don't never separate it. The Broncos, the trade, which involved a bunch of draft picks and a bunch of other players. I mean, dude, the Broncos pretty much. Well, they got rid of God dang it. But anyway, they got rid of a huge, huge, huge player there. I can't think of his name. And got Russell Wilson. So, best quarterback since Peyton Manning, the Broncos have seen. And Green Bay, dude, a four-year contract.
Nuts. Nuts. I'm excited for Russell. I thought for sure Russell was going to stay in Seattle. And I think that they kind of spoiled Russell's abilities there. I think he should have at least two more rings in Seattle. I mean, they've been a great team, but he kind of lost a step there, you know?
You know, when I watch Russell Wilson, you could tell in the past couple of years that, like, does he want to be in Seattle?
Because when
they went to the Super Bowl that one year and he did that quick slant and the Patriots intercepted and they lost the Super Bowl, that was like the last of it, I thought.
That took the wind out of the sail, for sure.
Yeah. You know? How do you think he's going to play in Denver?
It could be a Stafford type deal. He could get this new, fresh, you know, life breathed into him. Being on a new team, if they build around him, I will say, it's kind of telling them, giving away all these draft picks, that they're not planning on him being there forever. Mm-hmm. And what they're going to probably do, get rid of these draft picks, not worry about building a team, bring in some other people like...
Is it like, just like using that analogy, is it like a new wind in the sail?
Yeah, pretty much.
Thing now? Or like people trading QBs to be like, all right, hey, you know what? It's something fresh.
Look, it's like a relationship, all right? You've been in the same old tired relationship, and then you're finally like, all right, I'm out of here, man. And then you meet that next person, and you're like, this is... Oh, I'm so in love. And you're all exactly. You got the butterflies in your stomach again. Instead of that same old tired hag you've been,
And then a year goes by and you're just like, oh, yeah, it's just the same old thing.
But for a year, though, it's pretty fun. For a year, though, it's pretty fun. And you may end up winning a Super Bowl in that year, too. So who knows? Who knows?
It's a good analogy. I like that.
Yeah. So anyway, I just thought that was big news, man.
The
Aaron Rodgers news, I knew that was going to happen. I didn't think it was going to be that big, but when I saw that the Broncos got Russell, I was like, damn, that's going to be a dangerous team, man. That's going to be a dangerous team. So
there you go. Broncos, congratulations, picking up from Mr. Wilson. In Green Bay, four more years of conference champions.
Good for you. Good for you. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock thing that rocks.
Good morning. Haven't heard this one in a while. Get out of here, you damn dinosaur. It's 7:27, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
And the big purple dinosaur there in the corner. Get out of here, you damn dinosaur. Anyway, let's keep things moving here. It is time for your 7 a.m. sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So when you are super behind schedule on your morning show, at least you got stocked up. So that's good.
Yep. Let's rip right to the stories, man. Pro football, big day for NFL quarterbacks yesterday. That damn Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers.
First off, okay, I know we talk about, he's been in the sports report since the Super Bowl, for God's sakes. So, hey, this is going to be the last day for a while we're going to talk about this damn dude. But it's for good reasons, because yesterday was a big day for Green Bay fans, man. Aaron Rodgers staying with the Green Bay Packers, not only for a year, but signed a four-year contract.
Crazy.
What?
Crazy.
It's insane. Yeah, everybody in Green Bay is following and marching with that big purple dinosaur, all happy. Because they got Aaron for another four. So that's wild, dude. Broncos.
I knew he was coming back, but I didn't think it was going to be a four-year contract. That's big, dude. He'll be there till he's 41. That's the case. That's nuts. Anyway.
That's craziness. Four more years of conference championships.
I will fight you.
Gosh. Sorry. Broncos traded for Russell Wilson. Another crazy story in the quarterback world. The Seattle Seahawks. For the Packers, pretty much status quo. They're bringing the band back together. That's kind of what they're saying. For the Broncos, the trade, which involved a bunch of draft picks and a bunch of other players, gives Denver their biggest name quarterback since Peyton Manning, who retired in 2016.
This is huge.
This is big, man, for Denver. It's big in the NFL world.
Yeah.
And I almost feel like quarterbacks are starting to realize that, like, hey, the freshness of being on another team sometimes works, man.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, you saw it with Brady. You saw it with Matt Stafford.
Yep.
Few other QBs, man, with Joe Burrow. I mean, he wasn't on another team, but he was a fresh quarterback, and look what he did to the Bengals.
The league is so fast now. I mean, in the play, in the coaching, the stuff, it's just such a fast league. So it's almost like you spend too much time in one spot, it gets stagnant, and it gets old. People figure you out. You almost need to hop around. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Absolutely. It's craziness, dude. Yeah. Craziness.
But, yeah, I always thought I'd see Russell in a Seahawks jersey, but I guess he's tired of Pete Carroll chomping on that gum constantly in his ear.
It's going to be weird seeing him in orange and blue.
Yeah. For sure. For sure.
You want to do that? How much time we got? It's 7:30. Let's do your story.
All right. I want to just do my story. So if you haven't heard, actually, this came about after you talked about it, that slap fighting stuff. You remember we were talking about the slap fighting thing?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, the newest event for the Arnold Classic is slap fighting competitions.
Oh, come on.
That's right. What once was an online fan favorite is now an actual event at the Arnold Classic. Men and women took turns putting hands to the face in order to become champions. The event was introduced by Arnold himself, and believe it or not, we were able to get an interview with Arnold. So welcome to the show, Arnold. Hello.
Hi. This is me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
We want to thank you for stopping by the show, Arnold. We know you're very busy and you got a lot going on. Do you have some time to talk about the slap fighting?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, we appreciate it. You know, we just have a few questions, nothing too crazy.
You son of a bitch.
All right. All right, Arnold, you don't need to be mean about it. I get it.
So you really have Arnold on the phone?
Arnold
right now,
is on the phone. Would you like to say hi to Arnold?
Hi, Arnold.
Hello.
See you there. He's right there.
Come on.
So, Arnold, tell us more about this competition. What was it like?
Outrageous.
Well, I can believe that because there's a lot of people slapping each other. Did you have
this bit is outrageous.
Did you have something that you enjoyed the most? Okay, now you're just laughing. I don't know what's going on.
It doesn't even make sense.
It's so hard. I'm trying to click the right button at the time.
Wait, this reminds me of the old soundboards. That's what you're playing with, isn't
That's
it?
Exactly what I have right now. I mean, no, Arnold is really on here. See, hey, hi, Arnold.
Hi.
See, he's right there.
Howdy, stranger.
I thought we were good friends now. You don't need to call me stranger.
Is this how we're going to end the sports report, really?
Look, it didn't work the first time I tried it, and it didn't work the second time. I don't know how else to do this.
You got an hasta la vista on there?
Let's see here. I got to find the right page. No, that wasn't it. Hold on. I'll get it. One more page. There's another page. Here we go.
And that's your sports this morning, for
God. I just had it. Where did it go? Anyway, all right, thanks for stopping by, Arnold. We appreciate it. That is your sports brought to you by
Hasta la vista, baby.
Thank you. Let's do it. Come on. Come on, do it.